February 28th, David Wilkerson.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Wilkerson was the founding pastor of the non-denominational Times Square Church in New York City and the founder of the addiction recovery program, Teen Challenge. He started as a Pentecostal preacher in rural Pennsylvania. On this date, in 1958, Wilkerson drove 8 hours to preach God's love to members of a New York gang. Soon, he moved to New York City to minister to the gangs. In 1962, Wilkerson published The Cross and the Switchblade, which made him famous, especially after its movie version came out 8 years later. But when Wilkerson published his new book, Vision, which warned that because of America's rebellion against God, we were headed toward major judgments and ultimate destruction, he immediately fell out of favor. Wilkerson became a pariah overnight. His books were removed from the church bookstores, and he was personally condemned as a fearmonger. Wilkerson had written, "The world is about to witness the beginnings of great sorrows brought about by history's most drastic weather changes, earthquakes, floods, terrible calamities. And it's not really a depression I see coming, but a recession of such magnitude that it will affect lifestyle of nearly every wage earner in America and around the world. Some of the nation's major corporations will declare bankruptcy. Fear generated by the economy will lead to a revolution at the polls, and the auto industry is going to be hurt badly." No amount of shunning could keep Wilkerson quiet. He kept telling the truth in love until he died in 2011. Today's story focuses on his early years in New York City. Nothing can stand against a man fueled by God's love. With the newspaper spread out in front of him, small-town preacher David Wilkerson sat praying. The article in front of him was about the Mau Maus, a New York City gang who had declared war on the police department. Gang members hid on rooftops and dropped sandbags on the police. The police fired back with shotguns, and many of the boys died that year. As Wilkerson was reading his paper, he thought about the Apostle Paul and how he said he was the worst of sinners. But even in the midst of his sin, he had found grace. Paul thought of himself as an example of what Jesus could do. He believed that if God could save him, God could save anybody. So, Wilkerson prayed that God would send him to one of the worst gang leaders in New York City. "Save him and put your hand on him, and then let him walk the streets with me." That young man would be an example like Paul. And before long, Wilkerson stood on a stage in New York and the Mau Maus were in the auditorium. Wilkerson said that God had the power to change people. He meant the people there in the room. Nikki Cruz jumped up, pointed at Wilkerson and yelled, "You shut up! Don't open your mouth anymore. If you say anything, you're gonna drop dead. This is not the power of God here. This is man power and this is gang power. And there's no way that God has the power to change anybody." He was standing calmly on stage, Nikki later said about Wilkerson. His head bowed. I knew he was praying. Here was this skinny man, unafraid in the midst of all this danger. Where did he get this power? Why wasn't he afraid like all the rest of us? Well, Nikki was irate. He told his gang the preacher was crazy, and he took them down to a certain basement where he promised them a good time. 15 minutes later, without even knocking, Wilkerson opened the door and walked into the basement room, the Brooklyn headquarters of the Mau Maus. He said, "Where's Nikki?" as if he'd known him a long time. Nikki jumped to his feet and yelled at the preacher. He told Wilkerson to stop, pointed his gun at him, and said, "If you take another step, I'll blow your head off." Wilkerson hesitated for a moment, Nikki remembered. But he didn't stop. He was a skinny man, but he kept walking straight toward me and said, "Come on, Nikki, shake my hand." Nikki slapped Wilkerson's face, spat on him, cursed at him, and threatened to kill the young preacher. Then he headed for the door. Before he reached the door, Wilkerson yelled at him, "Nikki, just a moment. You could kill me, Nikki. You could cut me in 1,000 pieces and lay them out on the street, but every piece would cry out, Jesus loves you. Trying to scare David away, Nikki gave him a death stare. Nikki, I'm not scared of you, Wilkerson said. You're just like the rest of us. You're afraid, you're lonely, but Jesus loves you. One day, Nikki, you're going to stop running and you're going to come running to Jesus. Crying, Wilkerson put his hand on Nikki's head and prayed for him. The first time Nikki had heard anyone pray out loud. Nikki swore he wouldn't cry. He hadn't cried since he was 8, but this man was talking to God about him. Nikki pushed Wilkerson away, but then he saw a vicious gang member on his knees and bawling his head off, asking Jesus to help him. Two more gang members were on their knees and crying. Nikki thought this was crazy. He was so confused. Could it be true that God loved him? After a gut-wrenching struggle, Nikki asked God if it was true. Would God help him? Within minutes, a burden lifted off his shoulders, and he told Wilkerson that he knew that Jesus loved him. God began a great work in Nikki that night. Nikki later surrendered his life to full-time service in ministry. Wilkerson modeled the Word of God found in 1 John 4:18, which says there is no fear in love, but perfect, complete, full-grown love drives out fear. Are there things you fear? What small step toward overcoming that fear can you take today? Nothing can stand against a man fueled by God's love.
Hello, friends. Today is February 28th, and our story was David Wilkerson. I remember starting to follow David Wilkerson years ago when I first became a Christ follower, and I was fascinated with the way that he wrote, but I was also fascinated with the risks that he took and the things that he was willing to do. You know, he became an evangelist and a missionary and a prophet, but he wasn't satisfied to be comfortable. He wanted to go to New York City, as the story told us, and do radical things for Jesus. So as I'm thinking about that, thinking about a challenge for us, I'm thinking about what is it that we want to do radical for God? My name is Blake Maddox. I'm the executive director of 365 Christian Men. We're early into 2024. And maybe there's something radical that God's put on your heart and he's compelling you to step out and do. If he's compelling you to do it, he'll meet you there and provide all that you need. He's looking for our yes. That's really what he's looking for. So my challenge is, let's ask God that question, but also let's be anticipating a move of God in our lives in obedience to his plan for 2024 so we can see him do great things, first of all, in us, so that he can do great things through us. God bless you. Have a great day.